We are 7 Reich Men Gimel. Let us just start again from the Mishnah Brura Sifkotn Yud. The Mishnah Brura is going on the Ramah. The Ramah says that by a field, one is permitted to rent it out to a goy. And the people will think, even though that is not such a milsa d'shriche, but people will think that this goy is an oris, which is shriach by a field, and he is getting a third or a quarter of the profits. So memela, so that's called he's doing it for himself. So let us again start the Mishnah Brura Sifkot Yud. V'davke bozeh, arises is mutter by a field, shenoisein le'eni Yehudi helik betvuah. That means he's getting a percentage of the tvuah. And therefore, so the concept that he's doing it for himself is very true, because the more he works, the more he's going to get. So that's considered he's doing it for himself. Avol im sochar ha'eni Yehudi lavoid moi kol hashone. But what if he hired the guy to work on this field the whole year? V'sheyitol ha'Yehudi kol ha'tvue mehasode. And the Yid will take all the tvue, but the goy has certain jobs to do. The goy is a kabbalah. That means the goy has to irrigate the field, he has to plow the field. He has to, there are certain things that the goy has to do. So what is the din over? But all the profits the yid is going to derive. After Medina Boze Gam Ken Shari, this is Mutter Meikar Hadin, the Aini Yehudi Adaite Denavshe of it, because the Goy, when he is doing these jobs, the irrigation, the planting, the plowing, he's doing it because he wants to do it now. Da'af im lo yizabel, even though it will not be done on Shabbos, he can do it during the weekdays. That means mitzad the job of the goy, who is a kabbalan. He was hired to do certain functions on this field. He can do it when he feels like doing it. There was no specific tzibui, a command that he should do it on Shabbos. But he can do whatever he wants. He's doing it on Shabbos. Umemayer bishvil atzmai. He's doing it because he wants to be free on Sunday. So therefore, he's doing it on Shabbos. So the concept of Adaite Dinavshe Ka'ovid is applicable by a Kabbalan also. That means he's not getting any extra profits from doing it on Shabbos like an Oris, but he's getting something from it. He doesn't want to work on Sunday, so therefore he is doing what he's doing on Shabbos. So Meika Hadin, this is permissible. Mikol Mokim also, but Kablonis is also by a field. Why? Do Yavoyu Lechoshtoi Bishir Yoim Vlayitlo Ba'arises? That means that people will think that this guy is not a Kablon. This guy was hired to work each day, and they will not think that he is an oris. Now, let us just hold cheshbon. When he rented it out to the goy, when he rented out the field to the goy, no one thought that he rented it out to the guy. Renting is mutter because the guy is doing whatever he's doing for himself. He's getting all the profits. People don't think that he rented it out to the guy. As al-Bikain, it's mutter because they'll think he's an oris. So that means that is a normal procedure that one should be an oris to get a halak, a percentage of the profit. So people will think he's an oris. And so there's no maris ayin. Even though he's not an oris, he's a schir yoin, but what's wrong? He was shaykhir, he rented the field. That in Yesod is mutter. People don't think that this occurred, so they'll think he was an oris. So that means there is something that is really mutter, and there's no marasayin because people will think he is an oris. Now, when he is a kablin, now we're talking about a second case. He's a kablin, which means that he has certain jobs to do during the year. He has to plow, he has to irrigate the field, etc. He's a kabbalah. If he decides to do it on Shabbos, he's doing it because he wants to do it on Shabbos. So me'iker adin, there's a concept of a daitei denam shekovet. So me'iker adin, it's mutter. So now, people think he was a schir yoin. People think it's a schir yain. They will not know that he was a kablin. They'll think he's a schir yain. He was rented to work each, he was hired to work each day, and there'll be marasayim. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, why should we say such a thing? They'll think he's an oris. We said by a field, since it is common that people are arisim on a field, and therefore there's no room for marasayim. So here also the same thing. Why is a kablin different than when he rented the field for himself? That is the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah answers, "V'lo yidlo ba'arisis k'sheyiru lebasoy she'ein loy shum." That means, what's going to happen at the end of the year? At the end of the year, the owner comes with a big truck. He takes all the truer. And he says, oh, there was a bumper crop this year. They go over to the guy, and what did you get from this crop? I didn't get anything from the crop. I got faith. Ooh. So at the end of the year, they find out that that they had thought the whole time he was an oris is not true. When he rented the field, so then at the end of the year, he takes his straw and he takes all the payers. So Mamela, so now they see and see he was really working for himself. So if he rented the field and takes all the payers for himself, so there wasn't Marisayan during the year because people thought he's getting a percentage. And at the end of the year, they'll find that it was more than that. He rented the whole field. So Mamela, so Zichir is nothing to be choshed him. But over here, if he was a kablin, and a kablin means that he's not being paid to do it on Shabbos, but he has certain work to do. So even though a kablin is mutter, but people will not differentiate, is he a kablin or was he hired to work each day? That people will not be told that he's a kablin. So the whole truth was, no, they'll think he was an oris. But that's going to find out at the end of the year that he wasn't an oris, because at the end of the year he doesn't take any payers for himself, and the owner takes all the payers. So when they approach the guy, what happened? He said, well, I got paid for my work. That's it. So they know already that he got paid for the work, and they'll assume he was a schir yain. So that's why midina it is mutam, but al smarasayin it is also. Vida. The bemelchitz kahai gavne, a kablan by a melchitz, tahainu shesoicher eine Yehudi lavoid by kolashone. They hired a goy lavin by kol hashone, v'sheyitol ha-yehudi kol ha-rebach shel ha-shabosis. That means there are certain jobs that he has to do. When a person comes to the merchitz, you have to make sure the merchitz is heated up. That means he's not hired by the day. There are certain jobs that he has to do in this merchitz, which in Yisoid is a kaplan. He has to heat up the merchitz when a customer comes. There, Medina also. This is not also of Maris Ayin. This is also Medina. Who are din berechayin boifenzeh? The same thing, erichayim, a mill, if whenever a customer comes, he has to use the mill, and then he's going to grind it. He's not hired by the day, but that's his obligation. The hod is sharine mitchila medina in a davke besod chedoyme da malachet kinsuva vevshel ashlima b'choleis. That's what we said, a kablon is muta by a field. There, the reason is because he didn't have to do it on Shabbos. He has certain jobs to do, to plow the field, to irrigate the field. He can do it whenever he wants. Dein revach li Yisrael b'masha oisa hayeni Yehudi b'Shabbos. That when he's plowing the field in Shabbos, the Yid doesn't gain from it. De'im lo yasa hayoyim yasana b'yoyimach. He won't plow Shabbos, he'll plow Sunday. Ozom rinin. So if the Yid is not deriving benefit from that he's doing it on Shabbos. So the whole reason, and the whole reason the goy is doing it, because Adaita Dinavshe, he wants to do it on Shabbos, so he should have, be able to do more things on Sunday. Ozam Rinan Adaita Dinavshe Ovid, Me'ikar Adin, it is Mutter. Avol b'merchetz v'richayim, there the kablonis is, you have to heat up the merchitz when a customer comes. You have to use the mill when a customer comes. The malocha ain't tzuv. It's not something that could be done any time. No, v'chol yom revach latmai. Whenever a customer comes and you do this pula, so then the yid gets profit from it. If a guy will come Shabbos to the mill and he won't grind, so then we say the Yid is deriving benefit from this malocha. That's what the guy is opening up the mill on Shabbos, is that the Yid should derive benefit from it. Umidina osa kemoi schir yoin. The after mekabel schar, even though he's getting paid for his services, not lemrin and adaita denam sheovid, this is being done for himself. Chayil benena hayisrael mimeleches Shabbos. The Yid is hanor from meleches Shabbos. That means a kablan, that it makes a difference to the owner that this malacha was done on Shabbos. He gets more revachim because it was done on Shabbos. So that is, then we don't say adaita denam sheka ovid, because the Yid is gaining. And that's his whole obmach, that whenever a customer comes, you should heat up the melchis. But given the Medina also, afilu nisparsem shesochi leshone v'gam uchutz l'tchum, that means even though everyone knows what occurred, that he's not a schir yoim, dein bei mishum aresayin gam kein osa, v'ein hata kim hechadi yesh lein yehudi tzas, Chelek bereva hashabos, bereva hashabosis. That means by these things, the goy has to have an incentive to do it on Shabbos. Someone comes to the melchitz, so he gets a chelek of the profits on Shabbos. So that's, then he is a din of ha'oris. That's the reason that I did an avshe of it. He's doing this because he wants to make more money. Umuta berichayim began bemerchitz b'mokim shenispar samadova och v'siv beis v'choshken shemuta heise shemoyr oloy legamri b'chol erev Shabbos. A new heter. If a person has a merchitz and it was sold to the goy for Shabbos, it's the goy's merchitz, so there it's either a daita the navsheka of it. There's no schar Shabbos because it's the goy's merchitz on Shabbos. It was sold to the goy for Shabbos. So if people know about this, and that we'll see in Sif Beis, and there's no shash of marisayin, so this is mutter. I don't know if it's written or there was enough mach. I don't know if it has to be Benavke written. Steve Bays. What? He takes all the Ramachim. If it sold to him, he takes all the Ramachim. By a Melchis, okay, he sold to him, it's your Melchis for Shabbos. So then the guy takes all the Ramachim. If he sold it, there's no regular. It's sold to the guy, and the guy gets all the Ramachim. So that is the chamuta. There's no shaila of the yid is not getting anything from what the guy is doing. Seed base. Afilu melchitz oitano. Now, we're speaking about a case. And that's the case that Sif Aleph started with. A case that someone rented to a goy for a whole year a melchitz. And theoretically, the goy is working there on Shabbos, and the goy is working for himself. It's a night, the denavshe. Me'ikar adin, it is mutter. But since schiris of a melchitz is something which is not a normal occurrence. People normally don't rent out a melchitz, so people will not attribute the work of the goy that he's doing it because he rented out the melchitz. People will think it was the yid's melchitz and the goy is working for him. So that's what we learned in Sif Aleph. So Sif Beis says, afilu melchitz oitano, which we said it is also to rent out to the goy, because people will not attribute that it was rented out to the goy. In his kiram shona achar shona, he rented it out to the goy for 2 years. For 2 years, he rented it out to the goy. Now, the first 2 years he rented it out to the goy was not permitted to work on Shabbos, because the first 2 years, no one realizes that he rented it out to the goy, because no one rents out to a goy. But so for 2 years, he rented it out to the goy, and in this two-year process, people, after 2 years, people finally got the message, the guy rents this melchitz. So now we know that's the tafilo melchitz oitano, in his kirom shona acher shonem, the nisparsam adova yedekach, it was nisparsam that the goy rents the melchitz. She ain't dark a lister palim. For 2 years, there was this anogif, that not that the owner rented the goy as a worker. Elo lahas kirom, he rents out the melchitz. They bring down from the Sheva Talevi, if a person put an advertisement in the newspapers that my Melchis Yankel's Melchis, you should know, has been rented out this year to John, so-and-so, so he holds that a pilsum of a newspaper, I don't know how many times it has to be in the newspaper, but a pilsum of a newspaper is stronger than this pilsum that the Shulchan Aruch recognized. So if there was a pilsum in the newspaper that this, the Yankel's Melchitz has been rented out this year to so-and-so, this guy, So now everyone knows that the guy rented out the melchitz. So he's working in the melchitz because he rented it out. That's he's not working for the yid. It's his melchitz, and he's working for himself. That's right. We knew that. That's what he said in Sif Aleph. That it was talking about. Melchitz Shaloi, Shenikra al Shmoi. That was it. Oh, they know it belongs to Yid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't exactly how long it has to be advertised. I don't know.
If it's, let's say it was a clear. The guy might have to rent it
immediately. Rent it out immediately. That we're going to learn soon. That's not cool. That it was Nikra Shmoy all of it. No one ever knows about it. Here we know he had used it for 5 years. Everyone knows this is Yankel's Melchitz. Now a change came about that John rented it from him. So you need already a piece of a newspaper. How many times I don't know. So imiskirim shona acher shona. So the Mechaber says if it was rented out for 2 years, he doesn't hire poilim elulaskim. He rents out his melchitz. That's if no one does this, but he did this. No one's nispalsim. V'chein in minig roiv anshei oisei hamokim lahaskirom, roiv of the people in this place. That's what they do. The Yidden don't work in their melchus. They rent out the melchus to the goy. Oilitna barisis. This is the minig in this mokim. It wasn't the minig bisman chazal. But in this mokim, this is the minig. Muta lahaskiram laheine Yehudi. She allowed to rent it out to the goy. There's no cause for maris ayin because what's the problem? It was rented out to the goy. So he's allowed to rent it out, or he could make a different deal with him, that he could make that he should be a nos, he can get a percentage of the profits. Now, no one does this by a melchitz. No one, we're speaking about a mokim, no one gives a goy, make him a nos, that he gets a percentage of the profits. But there's no problem. Arisis is mutter. And people will think that it was rented out. So no problem. So these two cases are mutter. Now let us see we say it was nispasim. It was nispasim. Mutter oilitnam. Desu leke cheshode. Now there's no shad. Ma'avtein derech oisei amokim v'oisei ha'ish rak lahaskil mikom vokim mutter gam barisis v'yitlo diskiruloi. That means even though no one makes someone an oris, but if he made him an oris, it's also mutter. Arisis mikeradin is mutter. He's working for himself on Shabbos. And people, there won't be any shad because people will think that it was rented out, which is a common practice. Yes. Yud Beis. Is it another month? I go. Vafilu b'mokim ha'osa. Now we're going back in a place where it is also that no one normally rents out a melchitz. So we say it's also. Im ein ha-melchitz oyatano shel Yisrael, if the melchitz did not belong to a yid, rak secharam me'ene Yehudi, he rented it from a goy, v'chaza v'hiskiram le'ene Yehudi shari. That means this we knew till now, this was John's melchitz. Fine. Now a yid comes to John and rents out the melchitz. Now this yid goes, we'll see, not too many people know about this. This is John's melchitz. Fine. He rented it out. Now he went and rented this melchitz to Bill. to a goyim. So memele, so here there is no problem, because the whole problem that we have till now is that we started off melchitz shaloish and nikra al shmoi. People know this is Yankel's melchitz, and they know it's Yankel's melchitz, and they're working in Shabbos, then there's a problem. So then we have problems of Marasayim, then we have all these problems. But if the melchitz belong to a goy, and he rented it from the goy, and he rented it out now to another goy, so there's no shaila. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Straks cholom. Beveish Yosef hevi b'shem tshuvas ha-goinim. Do who adin in kone me'ene Yehudi? He bought it from a goy. V'teikif koydim sheyosham bo hiskirom. He bought the melchitz from a goy. It's his melchitz, but he never was yoshav b'melchitz. That means the minute he bought it, he rented it out to a goy. So even though the melchitz is his, but it's loinikro shmoi olav, no one attributes that this is Yankel's melchitz. They knew it was the goy's melchitz. He bought it, and the next day he rented it out. He never officiated as an owner of the melchitz and used the melchitz. The next day he rented it out to a goy. So there's no problem of marasayin, because that's a filler by kinyan. So that's what he says over here. Even though this in Yesod is Yankel's melchitz, and the guy is working at it on Shabbos, but people don't know it's Yankel's melchitz. We can rely on this. So now we have a heter if people do not know that it's Yankel's melchitz, because he never was using it officially. He rented it out to a guy. Now let's skip the next Mishnah. We'll come back to it after the next one. Yudalit. Let's go to Yudalit. V'chozar v'hiskirom. Now, the Gemara said he rented it from a goy, and he rented it to a goy. Yesh oimrim, the beschiris nami einay mutav, elok shlo yoshev bo ha-Yisrael. Others say, beschiris is mutav only if he never was using this melchit. That means he rented it from a goy, and he rented it out to another goy. He never was officiating as the owner, as the bailam of this melchitz. So that what the Gemara said, Sochal, who had been konet. But if he rented it, and for 1 year this was Yankel's melchitz, and now the second year he went and rented it to a goy, so it doesn't help anything, because it's Yankel's melchitz, nikra shmoi olav, and people will not think that this goy rented it from him, so they'll think that he hired the goy. Avos, Eliyo Rabbe v'shori achaynim kosvu, the bischorei me'en Yehudi, av sheyoshev bo Yisrael muter laskir le'ene Yehudi, le'nikro shmoi olav. The Bir Aloche says, Amoyre de Kesvora over here. We're learning a whole simen. If I rented it out to a goy, there's a big problem. What's the problem? People won't think I rented it out to a goy. So Memele, so they'll think I hired the goy. There's a whole shaila of my science. That's the whole simen over here. The whole problem. No one thinks I rented it out to a goy. So the Bir Aloha says, so let's think like this. So if I rented out a goy, no one thinks of that. Who rents out a melchitz to a goy? So they'll see that, that's my melchitz and he's working for me. Fine. So the Bir Aloha, so let's speak about our case. It belonged first to John. John rented it to me. I was there a year. Fine, I was there a year. And then I rented it to Bill. Fine, I rented it to Bill. Zuck the Bir Aloha, why should people think that I, if we say that Tchiras is not Shchiach, that's what we're saying. People will never think I rented it to Bill. That's why I think it's my melchitz and I hired Bill. So why should they think when I rented it from John the first time, why should they think that I rented it from John? People don't rent melchitzos. So Memele, I was there a year. I'm working for John. You're telling me when it comes to L'chumri, you say, people never think that this melchitz was rented, because people don't rent melchitzos. So Memele, if I rented it from John for a year, and I was in the melchitz, I didn't work Shabbos for a second, but I was working in the melchitz a whole year. So what did people think? People thought that it's my melchitz. And that's the Gedol. Who rents a melchitz? So now the next year, I rent it to Bill. Gevaldik. So it's John's melchitz. It's not rented to Bill, whatever it is, or Bill is working for John. I don't know what's happening over here, but no one will ever attribute that this Yid rented the melchitz and he rented it, and now this Bill is working for him. No one thinks of such a hamtzah. So therefore, the Bir Aloha says to Aloha, it's mistaver that by renting, afilu the Yid was here and he was officiating in the melchitz a whole year or two, but people will never think that he rented it and he rented it out to Bill. So that's what the Bir Aloha says. The mashma b'gmorah the schiras lo shchicha kol kach o memele shein ba'olav harishin ein yehudi olav af ato v'yidu the schiyeng sholishin olav. So that means no one thinks that this yid rented it from the goy. So now that Bill is working in this melchitz, yeah, Bill is working for John. That's what, but he says, but if this Yid who rented it was there for 15, 20 years, so then already maybe people knew about it already, that already it's rented by him. So then he's misukrik what the din will be. This is, it's not, it don't make new years. We're talking about what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Kaponim, this is. Now let us go back to Sifkot Yud Gimel. There's a Moiradik Mishnah Berurah over here, which it seems this is Hishtik Torah. May ain't, we had over here, the Ramah said that if we had a melchitz that belonged to John, and the Yid rented it from John, he rented it right away, that's cool. He rented it right away to Bill. There's no Shaila whatsoever. And this is Mutter. This is Mutter. No Shaila. Zakta Mishnah Bure, Bimhoyo Shal Yisrael, Nire da Osel, Daideze Yachstu Oisa Yisrael Bal Hamelchitz, Shane Yehudi Hus Hir Yaymoit. The Mishnah Berurah says, a Moiradike Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says like this, we have a melchitz that belongs to a Yid, belongs to Yankel. Fine. Moshe goes over to Yankel, I want to rent your melchitz. Fine, Moshe renting the melchitz, no Shiloh with Moshe, Moshe's a Shem Meshav, no problem, he rents it to Moshe. Moshe, the same day, he goes over to John, so we have Yankel and Moshe, fine, everything dwells Shalom Yisrael. He rents it to John. Fine. So, the Mishnah Berurah, there's a big problem over here, because the world knows that it belonged to Yankel. It was Yankel's melchitz, that the world knows. About Moshe, nobody knows, because he rented it, and then he rented it right back to John. So about Moshe, no one knows. Now we see John is in the Melchit. So we have Yankel's Melchit, and John is working in the Melchit. And this is a place where no one rents Melchitois. So you know what everyone is going to say? Yankel, hi, and John. And John is a worker for Yankel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's also. But the thing is, a Moshe Dikechidish, if we'll think about it, it's a Moshe Dikechidish. Why? Because what did Yankel do? Yankel is Mamish and Tzaddik. Yankel only rented it to Moshe. He didn't do anything wrong. Moshe rented it to the Goy. Now, Moshe, we say, is no problem about Moshe, because no one knows about Moshe that he rented it. So Moshe is no problem. The guy, Yankel, has no shaykes at all with the guy. He didn't rent it to the guy. He didn't do anything. But people are going to say that Yankel hired the guy. And then Mele, so this is also. So the Marisayan is not going to be on Moshe. No one knows about Moshe. The Marisayan will be on Yankel, who is Mamish, an innocent person who Mamish didn't do anything. Afalfikeng, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is awesome.
But would you be any better now, or be over or anything, right? This is Marisayan.
Yeah. He has to do something now. He has to go over. He's in hot water now, Yankel. Yankel is in hot water because people are saying and talking that Yankel, that guy is, this is Yankel's Melchit, and the guy John is working in Yankel's Melchit on Shabbos. That's what people are going to say. Even though he didn't have any yard in it, but Lemais, that's what people are going to say. There's a Nisa Mara science, so this will be yourself.
Yeah, now let's speak then onto that rental and.
I don't know. This Shaila is not for this year for sure, but I don't know what he can do. But while the Mishnah Berurah says he's in hot water, yeah. Go on, because.
Yeah. We have to do away with it. It's not belong to him anymore.
It does belong to him. Was he rented it out? Okay. With renting, no one knows about renting. The shaila is, maybe if we'll advertise that it was rented, could be. And we said before that would be the best answer. But to advertise that it was rented out to John, that would be the only answer at the present time. Okay, well, let's talk about what we're learning now. The businesses are another parasha. Now, let us go a little further. V'chein im yesh melchitz beveis dire, v'ein reichitzin bemelchitz chak oison shebebeisoi, v'heim yoidim shesochoi eine Yehudi shori. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, just to understand this halachim. Beveis dire, Hainu shemelchitz einoi b'shus harabim. There's a complex of a few houses in one area. Not bechatzayin. There's a chotzel, let's say, with a few houses. Be'echod mehabeis dire shaloi. And in one of these houses, there's a melchitz. There's a, one of the rooms is a melchitz. Lachain. Im ein reichitzin boi bochel, this is not a public melchitz, it's not for public use. Elo oison shebebeisei, all those who live in this apartment house, they opened up one room in the apartment house, which is a melchitz, which is not for public use, it's only for the people of this apartment. And he rented it out to a goy, and now Shabbos is working full force. It's renting out to a goy. This goy also owns this apartment house, and he rented it out to the goy. Now, danoshim acherim lo yedu im yesha melchitz. Other people, it's not a public melchitz. So other people don't know bechlal that there's a melchitz. Vo oisai ha melchitz. The people in this house, even apartment house with 20 apartments, they, it's only for their use. They know that the Yid has the Melchus. Gam heim yoidim shiskiri lein the Yehudi. That means the people who live in this house, who use the Melchus, who they know that there is a Melchus here, they also know that it was rented out to the Goy. But if other people also use this melchitz,
he sika yehene yehudim.